From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 22nd of June, 2009. The U.S. Supreme Court has said that southern communities with a 10-year record of clean elections can attempt to become exempt from the Voting Rights Act. Presumably, no such community can be found in Florida. Speaking of fishy elections, the Iranian political reform movement has its first name martyr, a woman named Neda Soldan, who was shot to death while standing and observing Saturday's protests in Tehran. Video footage of her murder have been widely distributed on YouTube and Facebook. Her family scheduled a funeral at a northern Tehran mosque, but the Iranian government has banned the funeral, so she was buried quietly yesterday with only her family attending the ceremony. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has come out against burqas. He claims the tradition of Muslim women dressing in full body veils with only their eyes exposed is a sign of subservience and debasement of women, and consequently, they are not welcome in France. California's Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has made the state so cash poor that he thinks it's a good idea now to commute the sentences of thousands of immigrants in state prisons and then turn them over to U.S. immigration authorities for deportation. That way, Arnie figures California can save $180 million. This would involve at least 19,000 inmates, many of whom are imprisoned on sexual assault and related charges and who are not eligible for parole. Of course, most of the deportees would not serve the remainder of their original sentences when arriving in their native countries, which is why even Texas Republican Governor Good Hair Rick Perry thinks it's an idea that just plain sucks. Yet another publican font of family values hogwash has landed in jail for abusing his two sons on Father's Day. Former World Wrestling Federation star B. Brian Blair has been charged with choking his 17- and 13-year-old sons at their Tampa home. After retiring from pro wrestling, Blair entered Florida politics, becoming a Hillsborough County Commissioner from 2004 to last year. Interestingly, as one of his final acts in office, Blair cut funding for a Tampa Domestic Violence Crisis Center. Eastman Kodak has retired Kodachrome film from the market. Introduced to the photography market in 1935, the brand's relevance to the 21st century is strictly as a nostalgia item, either by itself or as the title of a 1972 hit single by Paul Simon. Chuck Schaedin will be retiring from his 39-year broadcasting career on Saturday. He, as much as anybody else, is primarily responsible for the revival of what's known today as old-time radio, mainly through his programs on Chicago area stations and briefly as the host, replacing Stan Freberg, of the syndicated program When Radio Was. His last program will be heard over WDCB-FM, 90.9, the radio station of the College of DuPage in the western suburbs of Chicago, as well as online at wdcb.org, Saturday at 1 p.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Arizona Time. When I was the Chicago correspondent for the late and lamented RadioDigest.com in 2000, one of my duties was to interview Chuck Schaedin in relation to his 30th anniversary on the air, then at WNIB in Chicago. He was one of the nicest people I ever encountered in Chicago radio, and he will be fondly remembered for many years to come in my household. Obituaries over the weekend include two men who helped make history on the weekend of President Kennedy's assassination, one for James Bookout, the FBI special agent who participated in the interrogation of accused assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, heart failure in Dallas at 94, and one for Preston McGraw, the longtime news correspondent for United Press International's Dallas office, and one story, the burial of the assassinated Oswald, when there were no pallbearers to carry Oswald's coffin to the grave. McGraw was the first man to volunteer to serve as one. Denton, Texas, of kidney failure at 94. Ali Akbar Khan is gone. Sarod performer and collaborator with Ravi Shankar. For decades, he did much to introduce classical Indian music to Western ears. He taught at his own Northern California musical institution until a couple of weeks ago. Kidney failure in San Anselmo, California, at 87. And Gretchen Dyer has died, an icon of independent film in North Texas. She co-wrote Late Bloomers in 1996 and was nominated with her director sister, Julia Dyer, for a grand jury prize at the Sundance Film Festival, Heart Disease in Dallas, at 50. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Australian football player Tim Orchard of the Clarence Ruse is the devil in Tasmania today. Back on Saturday, during the interview of another Ruse player on the Australian ABC television network, Orchard, sitting on a bench in the background, wearing his Ruse jacket, flashed his, shall we say, privates to the camera for several seconds. Ruse President Richard Mulligan said that as a result, Orchard is on indefinite suspension from playing Aussie rules football anywhere in the AFL Tasmania structure. Turns out Tasmania isn't that rowdy after all. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges. Thank you.